like just getting, I'm just getting the raw deal from HomeAdvisor right now, and I'm just running out my credits and I'm leaving HomeAdvisor because their service is really terrible and it's really expensive and it's set up for only a third of us professionals to succeed. It's just not a very good service. I've had nothing but problems with them. They send me leads outside of my business. Like, I'm getting leads at like 1 o'clock in the morning on Saturday night, you know, and I'm supposed to call people within 5 minutes. And I feel like that's inappropriate,
oh,
you know, to be calling people that late on a Saturday night, but I've already been charged $50 for the lead fee. It's just all crazy. And so I'm kind of, you know, pulling myself out of HomeAdvisor, but I have, you know, like $400 in credits left that I have to run out. It's just been a terrible experience with that whole process. They also called me and were like, we need professionals, come join HomeAdvisor, you know, and so I did, but they didn't tell me that every single time that a customer goes on HomeAdvisor and gets matched up for a lead, I automatically get charged the $50 for the lead, but they've also sent the lead out to several other guys for the same price. So now they've charged three guys $50 each, but only one guy gets to work the job. And
they don't care who, right? They don't
You know, quite honestly, they didn't even verify if I was a good worker or it looked at any of my reviews or anything. Like, they just, like, signed me up and started patching me with people, and it's like, good thing I'm a good worker. You know what I mean? Like, it's just kind of, I'm just kind of like, this is just, doesn't fit very good with me, and I don't want to be a part of it, you know?
Yeah, I don't blame you, and I'm sorry to hear that. You're going to like this a lot better. Okay, I've got Paul here. He's going to come over and and reduce the rate for us. You're gonna love this. Hang on here.
Hi there, Ryan. Thank you for holding. My name is Paul.
Hey, Paul.
How's your day going so far?
Good. How about you?
Not bad at all. Thank you for asking. Now, of course, Tara wanted me to get on the line, get to the details of our service, you know, what's included, how it works, answer any questions you have, and then also to apply a very significantly reduced rate here for your young company. Now, you know, I'm sure that you not only use Google yourself, you're probably also at least somewhat familiar with that local map, that PAC result that pops up right near the top of the page.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, that is
yeah, when you search for anything.
Go. Yeah, and when you search for something, that's exactly right. That's where we all go as consumers when we need something but don't know who to call. And especially for you, being it's a young company, I mean, people will not need to already know the name of your business to find you on their search as a top option. And, of course, they'll pick up the phone and call you directly. Obviously, you use Google, so you know that you will not be the only company that pops up when someone does that search. And ultimately, not everyone who sees you there will decide to call your business. The ones that do, though, they're going to be calling you directly, calling you specifically, and really at that point calling you because they're hoping that you're available to do the job and already thinking if your price is fair, they want to hire you for your services. I mean, we will build a website for you, and that, of course, will allow us to talk about you, your business, the services you provide, your service area, put before and after photos on there. So again, someone's going to call you knowing that you do the type and quality of work that they're looking for. So it's a very high conversion rate. It is nothing at all like paying for a lead or chasing down a lead or being in a bidding war. Now, when you get those calls directly to you, you can kind of even be selective, pick and choose the work that's going to be most profitable for you. And whether you do 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month, it's the same fixed flat rate. Now, you do qualify, being that the business is fairly new, you qualify for reduced pricing. In fact, the new business rate is by far the lowest rate that we offer to the public. It is actually a savings of a little bit over 50% off the normal cost of the service. Now, while it is a promotional rate for a young company, it's not an introductory rate, so it's not going to balloon up on you. In fact, it would never be even a penny more than exactly $199 a month. That's $200 off the normal cost of the service, and it brings that $399 down to $199. You're not paying for the lead, the click, the call, or the job. You're not paying a percentage of your profits, and we want to include that website for you as well. I mean, our job is not just to list you on the first page. Of course, it's to make sure that the people who see you there do have the good and compelling reasons to pick up the phone and call
yeah.
you. And, you know, we don't expect our young companies to already have a website. I want to include the website at no additional cost, meaning we'll build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you at no additional cost. So we can certainly use photos you've got now, and as we send you more jobs, we can add more photos down the road or videos. There would never be any additional cost for that. Now, because it is a month-to-month service and that fixed flat rate with the website included and the calls coming directly to you, I'm sure, Ryan, that this is something that you would want for your business, right?
Yeah, it sounds good.
I mean, Google
I have some
it.
Questions about the website.
Sure, of course.
Do I get to access that website?
Yes, you'll have actually 24/7 access to your account to access anything that you want to see. You'll be able to see exactly how much work you're getting, where that work is coming from, the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for, how many times you're popping up on that first page for each search. You can also upload photos for your website, request content changes directly through your client dashboard, and, you know, of course, you'll always know which clients found you from the local map, individual directories, or from the website itself. Most of the time,
yeah.
you're going to get direct phone calls. Everything has the click-to-call feature. Now, there will also be a contact form right on the website, so you can see, you know, when people tell you where they're located, what they want to have done, when they want you to come out. You'll always get a text message as well as an email if they fill out that form, so you'll always know right away when someone is trying to contact you. So whether they're calling you directly, as they most often will, or reaching out to you through your website, it's still a flat rate. You're not paying extra for those leads either. Anything they type into that form, though, does repopulate right in your tracking and your reporting, so you know how much work you're getting, where it's coming from, you even know who to follow up with.
Right.
Now, did you have any other questions for me?
So is when you said that it's not like a beginner rate or whatever, how much does it go up after how long?
So it's actually a fixed flat rate. So like I said, it's a promotional rate for a new business, but it's not an introductory rate. So it's not going to go up on you. It really amounts more to like an assistance program for a young company. While there is no long-term contract, we do know that our clients stick with it because it's profitable to be on that first page. And we try to make it as affordable for you as we can. Of course, your success
yeah.
is our success. You know, as
of
long
course.
As you're happy and profitable and using that service, you know. I mean, to be honest.
Does it expire?
No, I mean, as long as you want to use the service, as long as you're a successful business, you can keep this the service up and active for you. And our job is to keep you on that first page. And it's not just for Google. I mean, we have to create the content that the search engines search for when someone does a keyword search. So, of course, Google, Bing, Yelp, Facebook, Superpages, Manta, it's almost 70 different destinations and directories known to the public
wow.
or unknown. They are all equally important to Google. They all do talk about your services and your service area.
Of course.
And then, of course, link back to your website. That way, when someone does a keyword search, Google can see that content and know that you provide that service. Be reassured that you're in the area providing that service. That's what's going to get you in that local map popping up where people can pick up the phone and call you directly.
Great. And are you able to lose eligibility?
Well, I mean, as long as you do quality work and get good reviews, we can keep you on.
I do. And I always work for the 5-star review. Like I don't leave jobs until the customers are happy. I don't collect payments from people until they've gotten
okay.
the opportunity to scrutinize my work. I set things up in my business model and people always tell me that I mean, that's why I ended up starting the actual business is because people are like, you
right.
should do this. I just got such good feedback.
Okay.
People are like, the way you structure it, like, you should do it. You're a lot better than the next
oh,
guy.
Nice.
Like, I'm not asking
okay.
people for money up front because I understand how relationships
yeah.
work.
Right.
I'm a stranger. If you give me money, then when I show up, you're almost like, oh, thank God. You came, you know, and it's like, I don't want
right.
to set up situations like that. So I tell people,
sure.
don't worry about it. Don't pay me up front. go ahead and meet me, see my work ethic, you know, and then I end up having the opposite, right, where people are like, are you sure I can't give you some money?
Oh, wow.
You know,
well,
and I'm like,
I think that's why Tara's recommending you for this particular position. You seem very passionate about the work that you provide. And, you know, obviously we want to work with a reputable company who does quality work, can maintain good reviews. And, of course, as long as you can maintain good reviews, we'll be able to keep you listed right on that first page. Now, you will get a very detailed reporting and tracking system, like I said. Reports are very easy to understand. It's your client dashboard, and you've got 24/7 access to that. Now, the one thing I wanted to ask you about, because I think I can use it to save you some money here, there's an Angie Leads profile, a home advisor powered by Angie.
I was just telling Tara about that. That's a bad situation for me that I'm trying to get out of.
Yeah, you put in there, right. Well, even
so, to explain a little bit about it.
Well, Tara put in the notes, I'm going to need a lot of money, and you got leads that didn't turn into work, right?
So this is what happened, right? They called me up out of the blue. And they said, hey, we're Angie Leads. We see that you're a business, you know. Do you want to come be a part of Angie Leads? We're hurting for pros. And I said, oh, this is interesting. Tell me more about it. So I talked to this lady for so long. She explains all this stuff. She gets me to sign up for it. I signed up for they had a promotion where if you put up $450 for credits towards leads, they'll match $150. But they didn't tell me that only a third of the people, the professionals on their service, are set up for success. They didn't tell me that they send their leads out to three people every time, and they charge all three of us $50 for the lead fee, but only one of us gets to work the job, you know?
Right.
And I'm getting lead fees coming in at 1 o'clock in the morning on Saturday.
Like,
you know, it's like, you gotta be competitive. I can't call people back within 5 minutes at 1 o'clock on a Saturday night. It's inappropriate. You know what I mean?
Right,
so like, how am I supposed to be competitive for that job?
Yeah.
You know, I feel like I'm just sitting here like requesting credits back because I'm calling people.
My.
They're like, well, I wasn't even looking for work. I was just trying to get prices.
Oh,
and I'm paying $50 for this lead fee.
Yeah,
I'm paying $50 for this lead fee. Now I'm trying to get a request back, and they're like, you're requesting too many credits. And I'm like, well, am I just supposed to pay for your mistakes?
Wow.
Like, I don't get it. Like, I don't want to watch my money go away for no reason.
You don't. You absolutely
don't. Like,
yeah.
I don't.
Yeah,
I started my business on Nextdoor. And I worked for all my neighbors within a mile.
Oh, wow.
I did 100 jobs for people that I go grocery shopping with my family, and I'm seeing and saying hi to.
Yeah,
so that's how I built my reviews. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, I'm working for my neighbors. I'm like, I don't even need Angie Leads. I'm getting my own work just fine through referrals. Like, I just do good work. And when you do good work, people say, hey, hire this guy. He's a good guy. You know?
Yeah,
and that's how it works.
You're going to love Google, too, because, I mean, it works the same way. It's electronic word of mouth, and it's where people go when they don't already know who to call. And everybody who finds you on Google then becomes a traditional word of mouth stream who can recommend their friends and family. And when people go to Google, they're serious. I mean, when people go to Angie's or Home Advisor, they know that they're going to get several bids and several phone calls. Sometimes they're looking for the cheapest guy.
Well, the thing is, they don't. That's what
estimate.
I've found. They don't even know that. I'll talk to people, and I'll be like, people will be like, I hired you, and on my app, I clicked I won the job, but they're still getting relentless calls from people trying to get hired. They're still, it's just so sloppy and messy that I just don't even know how they even run business. Like, leads are coming through where people aren't even looking for work. Leads are coming through on Sunday at midnight. Leads are coming through it just don't even make sense. People you can't get a hold of. So for example, I went to a job. They wanted sheetrock repairs in their whole house. They had like over 10 patches. Somebody came before me and said they would do the whole house of work for $250.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. No
and I'm like, I told the people on the phone, I said, I can't compete with this. This person's not going to do a good job. They're losing money to come do this job. Like, how does that make sense?
They're doing a good job.
Like, if you're doing a good job, you can't sacrifice. I do not sacrifice quality. I don't. If it takes extra days, I'll be there.
Business owners find that they have to do that. I mean, maybe, you know, they're paying for so many leads, they're not getting any jobs. They're willing to, you know, even lowball their own normal price just to get some kind of work out of it, but you don't want to do that. You don't want to have to sacrifice.
I don't want to be in that system.
More work or lose money on a job. Well, the reason that
I want a five-star review every single job.
For sure.
I want a five-star review for every single job.
For sure.
Yeah, and I take care of people. So it's like I shouldn't be having to go in the same areas as these people who are competing with me who aren't even trying to do good work.
Oh, you're right.
You know, it's like
quality work really does speak for itself, and that's really going to help. You know, the reason that I even brought up the Angies, and it's not specifically for that particular service. We have nothing at all to do with them or with their business model of selling and reselling leads to competing businesses. The reason that I even brought it up, though, is there's a promo code in our system here. Where is that promo code? There it is. There's a promo code that I'm going to add, and it is just for someone who's currently or even has recently paid advertising dollars elsewhere. Even if you stop using that service.
I'm running out my credit.
Using that service. If you want to run out your credits, then
I have to. They won't let me quit. They won't let me quit until my $450 is spent. So I'm just like, this is bullshit. Excuse my French, but it just is, you know? Like, it's just, it's not very nice of them, you know? They didn't tell anybody that.
Well,
hello?
Yeah, oh, you cut out just a second there. The reason that I even ask, though, is that, like I said, I want to apply this promo code here. It's just specifically for someone who has been, you know, using a different service. Even if you stop using that service, you do still have the active profile page here. So what it does is it allows me to reduce the cost of the setup fee here by an amount of my choosing. I might normally take 25, 30, maybe even up to 50% off of that setup fee, but especially with you being a young company and kind of like, you know, I can't get all that money back, but I can certainly offset a little bit of what you spent there and do right by your company, get your phone ringing. I actually want to take 2/3 of your setup fee away. There's a $299 setup fee normally, but what I'm going to do here is take $199 off of that setup fee. So it would just be a one-time setup fee of only $100. It's not for the website at all. Like I said, the website I want to include completely at no additional cost, but the setup fee is for all the content that we have to create, the 70 different destinations and directories that are necessary to keep your phone ringing, to get you on that first page, the time, the resources,
absolutely,
the cost even. But we know you'll love the service and continue to use it long term, so I want to make it affordable for you to get started. So it would just be, you know, that one-time setup fee that only attaches to that first month. Every month after that, you're looking at the $199. Now, is it East Sound Interiors LLC, is that how you would want the business to be branded online? Okay, with the LLC?
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah, that's my actual business name with the LLC.
Perfect. Is the phone number that we are speaking on the same one that you want your customers to call? Is it also the best number for us to reach you? Okay. So the 206-859-7193. Is that a smartphone? Can you receive text messages on that number? You can. Perfect. Yeah, like I said, most of the time you're just going to get direct phone calls. Everything has the click-to-call feature. When someone fills out the contact form on your website, you get a text message as well as an email. Now, if it's a business email, we will list it physically on your website. If it's more about personal email, it is. Okay. Yeah, and that way people
can see it. It's just my business name. I was able to get my business
LLC
name.
Is that at gmail.com?
But it's not with the LLC. It's just esoundinteriors@gmail.com.
Perfect, So then we'll put that also physically on the website, and when people fill out the contact form, you'll get that email sent there as well.
Great. And then I also have a business Facebook page, which is facebook.com/ East Sound Interiors LLC, and I've started like uploading some of my photos from my career, like with my old companies and stuff like that. So
what we'll do with that is there's going to be the Facebook icon and a clickable link right on your website to that Facebook page. So anything you've got working for you already will continue to work for you. It will, though, reach a much larger target audience. You know, not everyone uses Facebook, cool. but pretty much everyone uses Google. If they're not using Google,
yeah.
they're using Bing, the other major search engine. You'll be listed there as well. Now, when we contact you, we do use phone, we use text, we use email, and it's usually the method most appropriate to the information that we are trying to get out to you. Did you, though, have a preference as to how we contact you? Phone, text, email?
If you guys are going to contact me, probably give me a call. But to be perfectly honest with you, I'm very active on all my outlets.
Okay, perfect. There's going to be a bit of a built into it. For longer pieces of information and something we want you to have for your records, we'll typically email it out to you. But most of the time, we'll just give you a quick phone call. But if we don't reach you, we'll leave a message and send a text message as well. And then, Ryan, what is your last name?
Hall, H-A-L-L.
Okay. And then, I wanted to ask you also, because I'm pretty sure you're service-based solely, going out to the customer. No one ever comes to you. There's no showroom
yeah.
or brick-and-mortar. There's
no
physical location or address to promote. The Angie's has got the 725 90th Place Southeast. Is
that's
that
my house. Yeah.
It is your house. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's exactly why.
I don't
like
that.
I mean, no. Google knows that most service-based businesses are run from the home, and even if you had a shop or a small office where you did your paperwork, since you don't see customers come to you, Google does not want to list any physical street address. They wouldn't want anyone to knock on your door any more than you would. You're just going to be listed.
No.
Right, especially since you're out in the field most of the time. Now, if you don't have other questions for me, I'm going to do a couple of things here. One, I'll take a look at our client interview calendar. That's to schedule the follow-up call with our technician. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call, but that's kind of where we get all the information, dot the I's, cross the T's, make sure that we know the hours of operation you want to be listed for, the forms of payment that you accept, any mission statement if you've got one, tagline, slogan, motto, etc., what's unique about your business. If you want, of course,
right.
to be branded, knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. We'll take care of all of that in the follow-up call. What I'll do now,
Perfect.
Though, to secure the listing for your business as well, and it is required of us as a Google Premier partner, is to read what's called a voice verification. It gets recorded through the computer. It actually attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that we're reducing both the subscription cost as well as the setup fee, that we're including the website for you, etc. Now, it is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. Ryan, it is, however, pretty straightforward. I'm actually required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment. But if everything makes sense at the end, we can move forward from there and then schedule that follow-up call. So give me just a quick second here to get that set up. Okay.
Yeah, sounds good.
Mr. Hall, it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification, Ryan. This part of the call will, in fact, be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want that to appear online?
East Sound Interiors, LLC.
Perfect. And that is exactly how I have that. And then, Ryan, please state your name and your official title within the business.
My name is Ryan Daniel Hall, and my title for the business is the owner and sole proprietor.
Okay. And then as the owner and sole proprietor of East Sound Interiors, LLC, Ryan, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
Of course, you make all the decisions for your company. And then, Mr. Hall, for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Ryan, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
For the card that I'll be paying with?
Yes, sir.
You mean? Yeah.
Yeah. Kind of a silly question, but we have to ask it. It's not a card you borrowed from your friend or found off the street.
No,
but we do have to ask
I wish.
That. Yeah, right. you know, this next part, obviously our job is to get your phone ringing. So as you might well imagine, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. We specifically request that you do in fact agree to be receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Mr. Hall, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Absolutely, yeah. I try to be as fast on the response as possible. I do have a very good sense for business and just relationships and how people work.
Yes,
when somebody gets on Google, you got
to
kind of understand the psychology of it and stuff. You know, if you could just show up and do the work, it would be a lot easier for a lot of people. But you actually have to, like...
It confuses me when I call one of my clients and I'm calling the business number and it goes to voicemail, or worse still, it goes to mailbox full or not even set up. I mean,
it's terrible.
It's frustrating for me because, I mean, not because I have to call them back. Obviously, I will. That's my client. But I know that if I were a potential customer trying to call and hire them, and I get mailbox not even set up, I mean, I'm not going to call back. I'm going to call somebody else. So,
no.
You know,
we live in an immediate gratification world where if I don't answer my phone, they go to the next person on the list.
That's exactly right, and that's why, you know, like I said, as long as you answer the phone, you're going to be very successful with the service. So,
you got to be the first one, you know, like on my Angie leads, I call the people when my leads come through within 3 minutes.
Oh, that's
and it doesn't
fantastic.
Matter what I'm doing.
Yeah, you kind of
when, it
have
doesn't
to,
matter
I mean,
what I'm doing.
Right.
Because if I don't, I'm paying $50 for nothing, you know? It's
I'm good
on watching
right.
my money
well,
go
you know,
away.
This is going to help you to get calls directly to you and get the work that you're looking for. I think you're going to be able to put those leads on pause more often. Or like you said, you're really just trying to run out your credits on their own.
I'm quitting. Yeah. Like
yeah,
I don't want to be a part of that
best.
Service because what I stand for, they're not doing any of, you know, and I stand for high quality service, taking care of people. Nobody's ever going to have to track me down. If something needs to be touched up, I'm going to be back there in a very timely fashion. Because all I want is a good review. I want a good review and a reference, and I want to build an empire.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
of just good work.
And, you know, like I said, when people see you on Google and they see the quality of work that you do, they are going to use your services, recommend you to somebody else, give you that good review. This next part is kind of important here. I mean, you know, obviously, you know, while you're one of our clients for the term of your agreement, and it is month to month, we request that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. We're aware of the Facebook page, no problem there. We're aware of the Angie's that you'll likely cancel. The reason that we ask is all of the additional content that we'll be creating for your business. First of all, we wouldn't want you to pay someone else for services that we're already providing, and then equally or perhaps even more important is that we'll make sure that all of your business information online is accurate and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are just saying if you decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we ask that you let us know so we can make sure that that information is accurate. That's fair
enough.
Well,
good thing you brought that up. It's a good thing you brought that up because there was another service that I was using when it was free, and that was the Nextdoor app, and that's what I built my entire business on. I love the Nextdoor app. I mean, the way that I got work and the way that it was for all my neighbors, it was really amazing. But they started charging for advertisement. Actually, today I was going to go set up my, because I started making a business page on Nextdoor, but I haven't paid for the advertisement yet, so it's not really being listed. And I was actually going to do that, but you guys randomly called me today.
Well, it's a good thing we called. The reason that we're even asking, though, is we're going to do what's called a NAPW audit. So we're going to do it right now anyway. We're going to check and see any information that's already out there for your business. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll create that website for you. We'll make sure that no physical address appears for your business online.
Right.
But, you know, the reason that we, and we do that audit in the beginning, we do it periodically as well, but if anything new comes along.
Just to kind of see what's out there?
Yeah, it's just good to let us know so that we can make sure that any information that's out there. The Nextdoor app has got you as East Sound Interiors without the LLC, but we'll make sure that anything that's out there is accurate and consistent for your business. Like I said, we do that audit in the beginning. We do it periodically as well. But if anything new comes along that you're aware of, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure that all of that information is accurate. Now, with the setup fee reduced, with the subscription cost reduced, with the website included, with it being a month-to-month service, Ryan, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including that one-time setup fee, will be charged today, the 5th of October, in the very reduced rate of exactly $299.00. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 5th of the month at the further reduced rate of just $199. That $199 is an exact amount. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, as well as voice-activated searches like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc. And in this case, we'll also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. That landing page, Ryan, is also included at no additional cost, which again means we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, included at no additional cost. Now, as I mentioned, we offer our services completely at will, month to month, no contract. Of course, that means that you can discontinue the agreement at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. You can pause it, whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation. If necessary, you can pause the service seasonally as well. All that we do request...
Will that pause the payment?
It does pause the payment, too. Yeah, everything's on hold. So if you want to have it on hold for a month or two or three, we keep everything on pause. We don't actively update or optimize during that time, but once you're ready to get things going...
You guys really got this down.
Well, yeah. I mean, we've actually been doing this since 2004.
Yeah, right. You've been doing it forever. I mean, I'm not going to lie. I go onto Google myself, and I'm like, you type something in when you want to find something. If that person doesn't answer, you go to the next person on the list. I mean, I know the game. I know how it goes. You know what I mean?
That's
like,
what we all do. Absolutely. So this is definitely going to give you the opportunity to field those phone calls. So, like if you
have
a month, you can stop at any time. All that we request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact us, contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Ryan, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. Hall, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, sir.
Okay, that actually does conclude the voice verification. And then, Ryan, that first payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What works best for you?
I was going to put that one on my Discover card.
Discover card, okay. And is the name on that Discover card your name, the business name, or both? How does that appear?
It's my name.
Any middle initial on that card or just first and last?
Just first and last, Ryan Hall.
Okay. And then you said that was a Discover card. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are.
Great. It's a 6011 0143.
Okay.
7888 0210.
And then the expiration month and year?
226.
02 of 2026, and then the last three digits on the back of the card?
Is 442.
Okay, so I've got 442, 442 on the back, and then it's February or 02 of 2026 for the expiration. The card itself was that 6011-0143-7888-0210.
That's perfect. Yeah.
Okay. And then is the billing address of that card, the home address, the 725 90th Place Southeast 98208?
Yeah.
It is. Okay. So in about a minute here, Ryan, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number on it, but if you've got a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Sure. I got a pen right now.
Perfect. That toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. And then, Ryan, it is simply option one or extension one to reach a live client support agent. You can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific. You can email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within the following business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. In fact, you'll receive that information by way of email in just about a minute here, actually once we process that payment. Now, my finance team is telling me that we were not able to process that payment. It is not telling me why.
Okay.
I'm not
sure
exactly.
I'll give you a different card.
Okay. All righty. You can put it back on the Discover card if you like. You can either call us or change that during your client interview or update that information through your client dashboard at a later date. Is this one also
this one
Discover
be,
or no?
This one is going to be a Visa.
A Visa.
It's a Visa through BECU, so it's a, it's a Visa credit card.
Perfect. Still just your first and last name on that particular card?
Yep, Ryan Hall.
Billing address is the same, the home address?
Yes.
Okay. This one is a Visa, so this one should start with a 4, as all Visas do. If you want to go ahead and read that 4 digits at a time, I'll repeat it back at the end.
Sure. It's 4428-6819-0387.
Yes, sir.
3209.
All right, and then the expiration month and year on that one?
It's going to be 10 of 2024.
And then the last 3 digits on the back of that card?
Is 188.
Okay, so I've got 188 on the back, and then October or 10 of 2024 for the expiration. This card was at 44-28-68-19-03-87-32-09.
That's right.
Okay, give me just a second then to update that, and then I'll get you that confirmation email. And then we'll take a look at that client interview calendar. So for that client interview, like I said, you do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular phone call. Just kind of the basic information.
Is that on the number you gave me? Will I do that from the 877-635 number you just gave me?
Yeah, most likely it's going to be that 877 number that the client support team uses to give you that phone call. Let me pull that calendar up now. I think it might be short notice for the 11 o'clock. I mean, I might be able to get it if I can request it. There's a 1 o'clock available and also 3. Tomorrow, yeah, if 1 or 3 doesn't work today. Tomorrow's pretty wide open. We start at 7. Last one's 3 o'clock. Take the lunch at 12, so that would be the only spot not available when we're looking out tomorrow. There's at least one spot available every hour. Did you want something
can
as
I do
early
it?
As 7 or as late as 3, somewhere in the middle?
I take my son to school at right before 9, and then I'm available right at 9 to
at
have
9.
A phone call.
Oh, perfect.
9 a.m.?
We'll schedule it at 9. It's 9 until 10, so it's a one-hour window. The call, though, takes about 25 or 30 minutes, so it's probably going to get to you just a couple of minutes after 9, get you off the phone pretty close to 9:30.
Sure.
You're going to receive at 8 o'clock a reminder email through our automated system that the call itself is scheduled at 9. I'm also going to send you in a second here a calendar invite to your email address. The calendar invite invite is really more just for your records. You do not need to respond to it, although many people do, and there's no problem if you do. It's going to say local/CIENG. That just stands for client interview to be conducted in English. Sometimes people ask me what that means. Did you happen to receive either the text message or the email that our system should have sent out to you by now?
So I got a local/welcome. It says welcome. If you have any questions.
There should be another one, the local/initial invoice or the text message that email generates. If you have that local/initial invoice email at the bottom of it, it's got your invoice. Above it, it's thank you for choosing local/. Please click here to accept the subscription terms. The blue click here is hyperlinked, and if you click on that, it goes directly to where that text message would go, which is the local/ terms of experience, speaking about the services that we'll be providing for you, beginning with Google Business Profile Optimization on the left-hand side. Do you see that?
I haven't gotten it yet. I haven't gotten an email or a text message.
Okay. Our system has sent it out, or at least it's in the queue. Our emails are sent kind of in bulk every couple of minutes, but you should get it in a minute or two.
You sent it to the Eastbound Interiors email, yeah?
I sent it to eastsoundinteriors@gmail.com. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's what I'm looking at. I don't see.
You just have the welcome email?
Not yet.
Okay. Well, give it a second, and I don't know, maybe refresh it. I don't think it went to your promotional mail. It should have gone directly to your inbox. Sometimes it does. I mean, you know, we haven't done a lot of corresponding previously, so it might have gone to your filtered mail, your promotional calendar.
Oh, let me see. I'll check that real quick on my spam. You mean my spam?
Yeah, it might have gone to spam.
Okay. Let me check it out real quick. Whoops. Let's see. Spam. No, nothing in spam.
I wouldn't think so. It doesn't normally go there. I do see it on my end as being sent. I mean, I can try to, you may end up with two if I try to trigger it manually.
Well, that's fine if I end up with two, but right now I don't have even one.
As long as you get it. So I'm going to send it out.
I don't have a text message either. I just have a welcome. I have a local/welcome. If you have any questions, feel free to call us or email us at the support. That's all. That's the only message.
Okay. I'll have to see if this is something that we're dealing with this morning. I haven't seen anybody mention it, but I did just try to re-trigger it manually. So we'll give it a second. If not, it's something our tech team has to take a look at. We run into this periodically. Our emails don't get sent out, or they get sent out. Like they get sometimes.
I got it. That one just went through.
You did get it. Okay. Alrighty.
Okay. So it says welcome to local/. Access your dashboard. I'm not sure if this is the right email.
Yeah. I'm actually looking for you to get the one that says, thank you for choosing local/. Your invoice is located below this email.
Okay, so this one just now came through. Okay, initial invoice. Here we go. Your invoice is located below this email.
And then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. If you click on the click here, it goes to where the, and that email should generate a text as well, but it takes you to the same place, which is the local/ terms of experience, talking about the Google Business Profile Optimization, directory submissions. Now, of course, it's not just Google, like I said, and the directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. The landing page is your website. I don't want to walk you through everything here, but at the very bottom, if you scroll down, Ryan, there's a long line that goes all the way across it. Above that line, there's a small box that says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card. want you to click on that box. And the longer box below the line, the one with the arrow pointing towards it, you can either copy and paste or type in your name as it appears. It is case sensitive. It needs appropriate spacing, so the space between first and last, but not a space before or after. But once you've got your name in there, click the confirm signature box right below it. That does a few things. Of course, it lets us know that you know that it's a month-to-month service, that we've reduced that cost. It's a fixed rate, that we've reduced your setup fee, that we're including the website, everything else. It does also allow us to release the Google PIN card to verify that you are an active business in the local area, and then also to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate, and to fix it if it is not. So it's an important step in the process. You'll know that you are successful in doing that when it asks you for a username and a password. Just let me know.
It's asking me for that right now.
Okay. So you can actually stop right there. The reason that it's asking you to do that, it's coming from my.localsplash.com, which is the same dashboard portal that you'll be using very soon to access your tracking and your reporting system.
After tomorrow, right?
Yes, exactly. The automated system thinks two things. It thinks both that your tracking system is active and that you're trying to access it, so it's asking you to log in. Now, once your tracking system is up and activated, we will email and text out to you your username and a default password that you can use to access your account. You can either change it or not. We know some people never change that default password. I can give you now the username. It is already created. It cannot be changed, but it's easy for you to remember. It's just the phone number that we're speaking on, area code included, no dashes, spaces, or parentheses. So the username will always be 206-859-7193. And any correspondence to the support@localsplash.com email, please include either your username or your phone number. They're basically the same thing. That way we can easily access it and send it out to the right department. You can send anything and everything to that support email, although when they give you the client interview tomorrow, they'll give you photos, photos, photos@localsplash.com, if you want to email the support team directly. But other than that, you're all set and squared away on my end. It is going to be someone else from our client interview team giving you that follow-up call tomorrow in that 9 o'clock hour. But I want to be the very first to say welcome aboard. Pretty excited to get this going for you, get your phone ringing, get you out there doing that quality work.
Yeah. Will I have a representative, or will it just be whoever on the customer service end?
Well, I'm actually your account lead here, but I am on the phone quite a bit, so it will most often go to client support. Anyone who answers that phone, though, does have access to your account, so everything that we do on our end, they'll be able to see and help you out. When you do that client interview, they're going to set up a security question. Couple of different options, a mother's maiden name, city you were born in, first pet's name. Anybody who calls you from Local Splash after tomorrow, of course, they'll set up that security question tomorrow, but anyone that calls you from Local Splash after that will know both the security question and answer without being prompted. It's there for your security. I mean, obviously, we want you to make sure that you're dealing with Local Splash, but also that we're dealing with you as well. We wouldn't want someone calling in saying that they're the owner of the business. If they don't know the question or the answer to that question, we won't deal with them. But you should neither. If they don't know my name, which is Paul Gordon, if they don't know your security question and answer, then they're not with Local Splash, even if they say they are. The real tip-off is that if they're asking you for additional advertising dollars, because the voice verification is quite clear, it will bill from the moving forward on the 5th of the month, exactly $199. No taxes, fees, surcharges, lead fees, there's nothing else like that. Once we start getting your business information out there for your customers to call, unfortunately you may get phone calls from other people saying, you know, they're Googler, they owe you money, or you owe them money, or, you know, it's Local Splash. If you get any of those phone calls, just politely decline. You can always give us a quick phone call if you're a little concerned. But like I said, the voice verification.
You're talking about like scam calls?
That's what I'm talking about. I mean, we know it happens with us in particular because we're so successful.
I get them every day already.
On the first page. And it seems like you already know what to do. Like, I'm just giving you the heads up. If anyone calls and says they are Local Splash, they'll know my name, Paul Gordon. They'll know your security question and answer, of course, after tomorrow, that 9 o'clock interview when they set that question up.
Perfect.
Alrighty. Real pleasure speaking with you. Like I said, our client technician will give you a call tomorrow. We're looking forward to getting your phone ringing. Real pleasure. You have a wonderful rest of the day, Mr. Hall.
Thanks, Paul. You've been great. I really appreciate all your help.
Thank you, Ryan. Thanks a lot. Thanks again. Take care. Have a wonderful day.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.